A bicentenary was celebrated in Canberra on Monday. It was held at the Russian embassy to commemorate the first Russian Antarctic expedition, which, on the way to circumnavigating the Antarctic, made two visits to Sydney in 1820. The two-ship expedition from St. Petersburg was led by famous navigator and explorer Fabian Gottlieb von Bellinghausen, and it came to Port Jackson via Brazil when Lachlan Macquarie was governor. Bellinghausen and his crew are thought to be the first people to lay eyes on Antarctica, just 3 days before British naval officer Edward Bransfield. Outside polar and scientific circles, the expedition of the Russians and their visits to Australia remain relatively unknown, but not to our next guest. Dr. Yelena Gova is author of From St. Petersburg to Port Jackson, Russian Travellers' Tales of Australia, 1807 to 1912. And she's a history academic at the Australian National University. Yelena, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be with you.
Can we start by hearing from you just a little outline of this expedition, who its leaders were, and what route they took from Russia to the Antarctic?
There were, in fact, two expeditions organized. One was supposed to find passage between Russian Chukotka and Alaska, and another one went to the great southern land, to Antarctica. And both of them visited Port Jackson, Sydney, and had some exploration in South Pacific. So in general, it was not just Antarctic expedition, but expedition that was to explore our Earth, especially South Pacific Ocean. So certainly an element of discovering or sighting of Antarctica now became very politicized.
Yes.
Who was the first to discover and so on, but it was just exploration of the Earth, of our joint home. And Russians reached Brazil, and then they went along the coast of Antarctica as close as they could approach. In some cases, they were about 3 kilometers from the land mass, as we know it now. But certainly at that time, there were packed ice shelves and icebergs. So no one really could point a finger and say, yes, I discovered Antarctica. It was just absolutely, if you read the journal, it is amazing. It was almost metaphysical, because cold, aurora borealis, people feel superstitious. Something they see at night, this light. They wake up in the morning and there are just white clouds on the water.
Yeah.
They ran out of firewood and of food. And it was really great exploit. And they came very close to the cost of land mass, but certainly no one at that time set a foot on this and couldn't say what it is.
Yes.
But that was really great exploit of Russians. And at the same time, there was British expedition, and 1 year later, Americans stood on the land. But in fact, this American was entertained by Russian expedition on the way to their travel. So it is all exploit of mankind altogether.
I'm interested in the time that the Russian expeditions spent in Australia. Did the British colonists know that they were coming, and how was the expedition greeted by Governor Lachlan Macquarie and the authorities?
In general, Russia was in good relations with the British, and already in 1807, when the first Russian vessel came to Australia, by the way, they met with Captain Bligh, ill-famous, they had instructions from London, so if you have Russians, please provide the best possible treatment.
Yeah, very different times.
Yes, they were friends, and they were allies fighting Napoleon. So the second Russian vessel came in 1914, brought news about victory over the French, and Russians were the best friends. And then in 1820, four Russian ships come one after another to Port Jackson. And Macquarie was very sympathetic to Russians, in spite of the fact that his travel in Russia in 1807 was very difficult. He decided to cross Russia very fast from the Caucasus to St. Petersburg, but was detained many times because there was an epidemic of cholera. Yeah. And he also was stopped by guards at each city. But still, he wanted to remember Russia as a European country. And when this fleet of Russian vessels with officers who spoke foreign languages, and including English, came to Australia, they were really dear guests, and they were this European face of Russia. Also, their stories, how they suffered in among the icebergs, and their ships were a bit broken, and Australian colonists provided the best possible treatment. So they were allocated Kirribilli Point, where they had the hospital station for astronomic observations. They pulled out their vessel under the bridge somewhere and fixed, because it was all broken by ice. Also very important that there was not only one side in Australia at that time, not only European colonists. There were Aboriginal people.
Yes, well, I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, yes. I gather that the Russians were, you know, invited by the colonists to balls and dinners and out to Parramatta, and they even opened up a bathhouse on the shore and introduced what's been described as the first sauna in Australia. So that's the sort of, we get a sense of the warm reception of the European colonists. But what about the contact with Indigenous Australians? What do we know about that?
Yes, so sauna was on Kirribilli Point, by the way, not right. European part. And that was really something Russian, not European.
Yeah.
But these Aborigines, they came immediately to the ship. It was Bangari, and he said to Russians, "This is my land," and showed to the northern coast. And when they landed there, they were invited by several groups of local Aboriginal people to put their tents there. So that is absolutely amazing. We see at the same time there are two powers in the Port Jackson. On the one hand, yes, Macquarie believes that he is head of everything, and Aboriginal people really understand that this is their land. And in fact, Billingshausen wrote that Aborigines still remember their places that belong to them, and they speak about their property. So it was very important, even we can say it was like first diplomatic contact between European Australia and Aboriginal Australia. And Russians treated Aboriginal with great interest and respect. They wrote, for instance, about Bangari, that he had a proud step indicating important personage. So portraits that Russians made are very humane. They not just depict Aboriginal people living on the outskirts of cities, sitting asking for a coin, but people in their own surrounding, families, parents with a child, and all of them have names on these sketches. Again, that is something, they are not an Aboriginal, not a native, but they are people with names. They are people with their character. And drawing watercolors of Sydney made from the northern shore, not from inside the city, but from the shore which was still belonging to Aboriginal people. And it shows that Russians were really discovered Australia not only as European settlement, which they really admired how well it was doing, but also discovered it through the eyes of people who provided them hospitality on the North Shore.
And Yelena, as we mentioned, it's been 200 years since the first Russian Antarctic expedition. How is that expedition and its achievements now viewed in Russia? And is there anything approaching unanimity between different national perspectives on these things about how significant the Russian expeditions were?
In Russia, this expedition was always known and remembered and cherished. It was part of our national pride, I can say. But I think the more details we learn, the more interesting it becomes. What recently we began to explore artifacts that Russians collected. And it was in Australia, in New Zealand, and a lot from South Pacific. Also, recently, there was publication of sketches and watercolors and engravings of the expedition artist. So all this brings new life to this textual account that we knew. So that is really a very important part of Russia and it Russian history, but it also important part of Russian engagement with South Pacific, with Australia, with Antarctica. And I guess it helps to build bridges between people. We see how Russians perceived different people, how Russians found really good things in something that was criticized by or disdained by Western countries. For instance, they are very friendly relation with indigenous people. So that all helps to build mosaic of human encounters. And I think that is important for our time when there is so much confrontation between different people, between different religions. People can discover each other, and the more they have the true facts, the better.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's been fascinating to hear about those true facts that I certainly wasn't aware of. Yelena, just finally, obviously you've done a huge amount of academic work researching this area, and it's obviously a topic of personal passion for you. How and when did that personal passion come about?
It happened many, many years ago in Minsk. I lived, I'm Belarusian, in fact, and I compiled bibliography of all Russian writings in Australia. So every evening after work, I went to the National Library and I looked through 19th century journals that were not indexed. So I just looked through them and I remember how exciting it was to find account about New South Wales, New Holland, by published in Russian journals and nearly 200 years ago, and how I was returning along night streets of Minsk and dream about this faraway land. And then I came to Australia and went to Kirribilli Point, came to the guards standing at Kirribilli House and asked, are there graffiti on the Russian graffiti on the rocks? Because Russians left graffiti on the rocks where they had their camp. And this place was known as Russian Point. So unfortunately, guards said, no, if there are Russian graffitis, we would know. But no.
Oh, well.
So that was whole circle of my travels.
That's fascinating. Well, Yelena, it's been great to think about that image of Bellingshausen, perhaps being the first human to look out at the Antarctic way back in the 18th century, but I also love the image of you in Minsk researching Australian contacts.
Yes,
back in the
yes.
day, and it's obviously been very significant for you. Dr. Yelena Gover, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you.
And Yelena is the author of From St. Petersburg to Port Jackson, Russian Travellers' Tales of Australia, 1807 to 1912. And Yelena is now an academic in residence at the Australian National University.